This shiur has been dedicated to the Refuah Karoiva, Labina Bas Frida.
The following shiur has been presented by Rev. Aaron Khan, Paisik in Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havan Halacha Center.
Chulin Ayin Hei Amad Beis. The Gemara Ayin Hei Amad Beis says, the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Shizuri is if the Ben Pekul was Hifris Agabe Karaka. The Tanakhama holds it needs Shchita, and Rav Shimon Shizuri holds it does not. Rashi says, Kivin Shaholach, since it walked, Toyin Shchita Midrabbonon, I need to have a Shchita Midrabbonon, the Osilach Lufe, I'm gonna come to mix up, Lechol Behema, Belay Shchita, to eat a Behema that needs a Shchita, Midaraisa, without a Shchita. The Rosh says, because it's Maris Ein. There is a Machlekes Rishonim, how the Shchita needs to take place. The Rosh learns that it needs to be shechted with a proper shechita, meaning that all the halachas of shechita apply. You can't do hagrom, you can't have drosa or any of the other ones, and you need a kosher chalef. And if not, it is like it wasn't shechted at all. The Rashba, however, holds that it does not need the halachas of shechita, or it doesn't need at least chaloda or drosa is not a psul. Similar to the fact that just like by treifas, we say it does not possible by ben pekul because people do not know about it. So too, these halachas of drasa or chaloda also do not passel in this shechita of a ben pekua, and you can even use a sack and peguma if it was done derech shechita. The Briska Rav and Becheres Davav Amar Aleph wants to clear if this shechita that we need is just a din shechita, but the animal is considered shechted for everything else, or if even midrabbanon it is not considered shechted at all. The Rav brings Erev Chaim in stencils, that brings Erev Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch Simen Yud Gimel, that has a suffix by a Ben Pekua, that needs Shechita, what will be by an Akuvas HaVeshet? What will be if it has a hole in the Veshet? Do we say that since the actual physical Maisa Shechita was done properly, there was no Hagroma, there was no Chaloda, Shia, and the Sakin Kosher, then Akuvas HaVeshet is like any other Trefa, and is therefore kosher by a ben pekua? Or do we say that since a nekiv in the veshet has a din like an avela, it is a psul in the shechita because the animal is already an avela, and you can shecht an avela, and therefore it is like it wasn't shechted. Reb Chaim, one, that was what Reb Akiva Eger declared. Reb Chaim wants to bring a raya from a Rambam in Shar Avos Hatuma, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, that says by a Ben Pekua, V'im Meis Kodim Shehifis Agabe Karka, if the animal died before it walked on the floor, Harehu Tohar, it's going to be Tohar, Sheshchitos Imoi Metarose, the Shechita of the mother was Metaret. Achreinim are Medayik in the Rambam, that is Tohar only if it dies before Hifris, but if it dies after it is Hifris, it has a Tumas Nevela. L'chayra, why should it be metame? We have a shechita here from the mother midaraisa, and the rabbanon were geyser that hifris needs a ma'aseh shechita, but it shouldn't be tame. Says Reb Chaim that we see from the Rambam that after hifris, the rabbanon were geyser that the het shechita of the aim does not work anymore at all for the ben pekua, and it needs a new het shechita. Therefore, if it dies after it was hifris, it will be metame. So too, if there is an akuvas haveshet, then it's not shayach eshchita on an avela, and therefore there is no heter shchita anymore, and it is not good. Says the Briska Rav, that we see the Rambam learns that a ben pekua is like it is not shechted at all, and therefore we consider it like an avela. But, according to the Rashba, he wants to make this a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rashba, but according to the Rashba, that holds that you can shech the ben pekul with a sack and pogrom, then we have to say that a ben pekul is considered shechted already. And the gzeira was that we need just a maisa shechita. In the Rosh, however, we can say, learns like the Rambam, that ben pekul now lacks, that this ben pekul now lacks a heter shechita, and therefore we need to have a proper shechita with all the halachas of shechita, and with a sakin kosher. The Taz in Simen Yud Gimel Sifka and Dalet holds that in Yoredeo holds that if one doesn't shech the ben pekua that was hifris, the ben pekua will still be kosher b'di'evet. and he brings from the Gedolei HaMoirim that say Esak and Peguma doesn't aser at all. However, the Nekudas HaKesef holds that it asers b'dieved and says v'chein mashmei rosh. This could be from the fact that the Rosh says Sak and Peguma is aser, or from the fact that he says kilu loy shachadami kivon datzuchu shchita shchita ma'yasa beinon, that this ben pekua that was hifres is kilu like it was not shechted at all, because since we require a shchita, we need to have a good shchita. So we see in the Rosh that he's learning that it wasn't shechted at all. Now we could say that the machlokes the Taz and the Nekudas HaKesef is the same machlokes that we had between the Rosh and the Rashba. That if I only need a Maisa Shechita, then it will be kosher b'dieved, even if I didn't do it, and that's what the Taz holds, like the Rashba. But the Nekudas HaKesef holds, I need a Heter Shechita, and therefore if I didn't do it, it is Aser. It is a Pella that the Nekudas HaKesef doesn't bring a Raya from our Rambam, that is Mashma, that Hifris, and then it dies, has a Din Tuma. The Pri Chodosh in Siman Yer Gimel wants to learn that there would be a nafkamina between the Rosh and the Rashba, whether we make a bracha on the shchita of a ben pekua, that according to the Rosh, that needs all hilcha shchita, it is for sure a mitzvah derabbanan, and therefore we make a bracha. However, according to the Rashba, since I don't need all hilcha shchita, one should not make a bracha. However, says the Pri Chodosh, that the Rashba in Tshuva says that Hifris is a mitzvah shel divreim teshecht, and therefore one makes a brocha. And he explains maybe because it is a mitzvah to dafke shecht and not to do nechira or ikr. Chayra, we need to understand what was the chilek in the Havamina. According to both shitas, the reason for shechting is because of achshad. So what's the difference whether you hold like the Rosh or the Rashba? However, if we say that according to the Rosh, that the Gzeira is that is not considered Shochet yet, it wasn't Shechted yet, then we need a Heter Shechita here. So in actuality, we are doing an actual Shechita Midrabbanan, and therefore it would be Pashit that you make a Brocha. However, if you don't need all Hilcha Shechita, then the Ben Pekua is already Shechted, then we're not actually doing something here, we're not actually doing a Shechita, it's not doing oif a shchita or a heter shchita, and therefore the pre-chodesh needs to be mechadesh that it passes to make a bracha on a chshad that is really not doing anything or happening, it's just going through the motions. However, says the pre-chodesh, that this Rashba l'chayr is not like the Ran in Perek B'mem Madlikin. That we have a halacha b'ner Chanukah, that if you have a bias that has two psochem, two echotzer, one needs to light in both psochem, in both entrances, because there's a malkim chshad, that a person will pass by the entrance that has no ner, and will say, just like there is no ner here, there is no ner at the other entrance. So therefore we light by both entrances. The Ran says, that is mistaver that since we are only lighting because of chshad, that we don't make a brocha on the second entrance. So the Pri Chodesh wants to say that our Rashba, that says we make a brocha by Ben Pekua, even though we're only shechting because it's a mokem chshad, would be chaylik on this Ran that says that we don't make a brocha when we light by the second entrance. And we don't make a brocha when it's only the mokem chshad. The Kresu Placey, however, wants to say that the Rashba and the Ran are not arguing. The Rashba would agree to the Ran that you don't make a bracha by Ner Chanukah. And that is because by Ner Chanukah, the reason why we don't do it is because of Chshad. And by Ben Pekul, we make the bracha because of Maris Ayin. That's one teretz that he gives. Where there's another teretz at the place he gives, a chilek between Chanukah to Ben Pekua, and that is by Chanukah, we're already making a bracha on the first entrance, and the second entrance will be a tofel to the first entrance. So therefore, it's kechod mitzvah. We could say it's like one mitzvah, and the bracha on the first one is pottering up the bracha on the second entrance. However, by Shechitas Ben Pekua, we have no other ma'is mitzvah that we're doing here. We're shechting this Ben Pekua, so we can't potter up this Maisa Shechita without any bracha, this Mitzvah Derabbanan without any bracha. So therefore, we have to make a bracha by Ben Pekua. Also, if you look in the Torah Shor, he also brings different chalukim, or you could also look in the Ad Behuda to make chalukim between the Rajba and the Ran.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.